Hiya, hello, my name's Sandra Harbin. My Noongar family name is Collard. My Murtung or my Murt, my family and relations are from the Whadjuk and Ballardong Noongar clan groups, and they are the Bennells, the Maguires and the Reedies. If I think back, like my nan, you know, was a Noongar, and I guess to sort of emphasise the difference, because when I was growing up in Fremantle as a kid, you were sort of like conscious of your background and your identity. And so like being a Noongar, I was conscious that I was sort of different, even though you're not sure how you're different. But when I think about my Nana, you know, she was really, really dark. You know, she would have sort of been one of those people walking around Fremantle, was probably a bit of a standout. You know, people would notice. And I know that me walking along with my Nana and, you know, my skin being a bit fairer, we'd get lots of looks. And if people did stop and talk to my Nana, it was probably because over time they started to recognise her and would say hello and then sort of develop up a little bit of a, you know, friendship at the bus station. So she would say, oh, yes, and this is my granddaughter. And I know that we'd get like a sort of like a, oh. But also my pop, we'd go down to the Fremantle port. So he was always really interested in people from other countries, you know, coming into Fremantle. You know, maybe Pop was curious about who was coming because he was a very cultural Noongar man. And so a lot of his stories about Fremantle came from the Noongar elders. And I mean, I can remember my Pop referring to an old lady, an Aboriginal lady. Oh, Mrs. So-and-so, well, when I was a little boy, she was a really old woman. And we sat around and we'd listen to her. And she was telling us that her parents were the first Noongars to see the first Europeans coming. And he always sort of like related that story. So I think that, you know, maybe he saw that as like an incredible thing to have parents, you know, that saw the first white people coming on the boats in Fremantle. So he was probably curious and thought, well, I'll go and see who the new lot of, you know, Europeans that are coming into the country. And I think by doing that with Pop, it opened my eyes to the diverse cultures and people from different countries. And really, when you look at Fremantle, even like when, and I mean, I'm in my 60s now, but when I was a young child, it was a real melting pot. And I can't really remember anyone being disrespectful to us because we were Noongars. There were Italians, there were Greeks, there were Portuguese, and our house had picket fences so you could look through. And I can remember when the neighbours next door, you know, built their house, it was like a big, big Italian house, so it was sort of like, you knew they were Italian. And there was like a garage and there would be all these cold meats, these sausages and salamis and that and cheeses hanging. And, you know, we used to look through the fence and peer and go, ew, what is that? You know, because it was food that it was so strange, you know. And it's probably like me saying, do you want to try some Noongar? Do you want to try some kangaroo? You know, and people might like, screw their nose because they haven't tasted it. And yet to me, well, that's my the best food going, you know, because I grew up on kangaroo and damper. Even when I went to school there at Whitcomb Valley Primary School and there were these twins, Margarita and Mariella, something like that. They were twins, identical. I couldn't tell them apart. But they'd sit there at lunchtime and I'd be looking to see what they were having for lunch and they'd pull out this big crusty bread with big chunks of cheese and big handful of salami. And that's what they would eat for lunch. And, of course, me, I'd have my little Vegemite sandwich, you know. So if I hadn't have grown up and lived in Fremantle, I don't think I would have experienced that. Nan would use Noongar words and Pop would talk Noongar language and Nan would still connect us like to food. So she would say, I've got some kangaroo meat, so we're going to have a kangaroo stew. You know, she made damper. All those sorts of foods that we would have if we were like back in the country She continued, you know, Nan continued having those sorts of foods. So that we'd have like family that came and regularly visited. So if they were coming from the country town, they'd say, oh, we'll take some yonga for Auntie Muriel, you know, and Uncle Tommy. And so they would bring food. And then, of course, they would sit around and all yarn and talk. And I think I was about 32 when one day my grandfather walked into my home and he said, I've got some tapes here. If you want to listen to them, you can. If you don't, throw them away. And in the tape, he introduces himself and then he starts saying Noongar words and then what their meaning was. So he was like recording a Noongar dictionary. And so I picked up a lot of language through that and understanding and saying, okay, I heard Pop use those words. Now I know. Then he started telling stories. And I'm listening to these stories and I thought, oh my goodness. When those Wedgelers, he said, when they first came to Fremantle, they came up the river and the Noongar was standing up on the hill with their spears and telling them, warra, warra, meaning no good, go back. But then he says, the redcoats came to Fremantle. Those redcoats, they got off those boats there in Fremantle. They chased the Noongars out of Fremantle. They chased them away and the Noongars ran all the way up to Lake Munger, he said. And on the way, he said, they were shooting them. The redcoats were shooting the Noongars and cutting their heads off and all. And that's never been said. And that's exactly his words. And I was shocked because I'd never heard of, you know, massacres or Noongars having their heads cut off. Did I always know it was my cultural responsibility and I would do this? No. But if I look back at the journey that I've been on for over 30 years, I've not worked on any Aboriginal project other than Noongar projects. And so over time, when this kept happening, I said to myself, this is your cultural responsibility. This is your role. You were given this, you know, as a child because of the people who surrounded me, but unknowing, but just accepting that this was just the Noongar way. Ngāin kōrt is jirupin to be wāngani but nōna kōrt yīyē. Kaya and Brudawan. What I said was, my heart is really happy to be sitting here and speaking with you all today and sharing, and I'll speak again with you later.